Good morning. As Father said, I'm Sister Marjorie Niemer. I'm an Oldenburg Franciscan and have been for 45 years. The first 25 years I spent teaching religion and music and drama. And when I decided that I could not listen to Mary Had a Little Lamb one more time, I asked if I could be retrained and went to Mount St. Joe for 2 years to get an associate degree in parish administration. The church in Indiana has a more acute priest shortage than you have here. So for the next 12 years, I was the administrator of two parishes without a priest. Then 3 years ago, I got elected as vice president of my community, and I'm in the third year of a six-year term. My family is mostly on the west side of Cincinnati, and I would have to say that when I got the letter from the Archdiocese saying I was to come to Guardian Angels, my first response was, where is that? So, and I'm sure most of you, if you have to go over to the west side, it's like going to a foreign country. But I'm really happy to be here. I have never been here. Your church is absolutely beautiful. In Indiana, we kind of have little country churches and barns, and this is really nice. I also wanted to say, if you do not have the opportunity to go to other parishes to experience what they have, you might not realize that you are really blessed with a great music ministry. The organist, pianist here is one of the best I've heard in a long time, so good for you. Today's readings, the first reading especially, speaks to us about comfort. The first words are, comfort, give comfort to my people. And as soon as I read it, I thought of our Thanksgiving celebration in my family a few weeks ago. I have a three-year-old great-nephew who's very precocious, likes to learn new words, and his latest word was comfortable. And as each person arrived, he would wait for them to be seated, and he would say, are you comfortable? And I finally asked him after a while, I said, Luke, if I'm not comfortable, then what? And he thought for a minute, and he said, I'll get my dad. So Jesus is saying, or Isaiah is saying to us in these readings, comfort, give comfort to my people. At the end of the year, a lot of us are in need of a little comfort. The holiday season makes loneliness worse for many. Expectations are high and emotions sharper in these weeks when social events stockpile and money gets tight. The hardships of this hour can seem like night, but comfort is coming. The Advent prophecies are a shoulder to lean on as we enter into the darkness of winter. Though the Advent highway leads right through the desert, every valley is rising to meet us and every mountain genuflecting for the one who is to come. I'm here today to speak briefly about a group of people who are not seeking personal comfort, the retired religious sisters across the country. In my community, the Sisters of St. Francis of Oldenburg, Indiana, we have set our retirement age at 75. But if you're still healthy when you reach that age, we encourage you to keep going. The sisters who are retired at Oldenburg range in age from 78 to 103. They like to be of service to the people of God when and where they can in their retirement. Groups of them do after-school tutoring at the local grade school in Batesville, take a turn at the food pantry, lead the rosary at funeral homes or prayer services in nursing homes, collect clothes and furniture for our active sisters who are working with the poor in Appalachia, help with our Relay for Life team to fight cancer, volunteer in the advancement and finances offices of our academy, which is located on our grounds. And this Friday, we're going to shuttle bunches of them over to Kroger's, two at a time, changing in our shifts, because they're going to all ring the bell for the Salvation Army. And they try to help out at our mother house in any way that they can. Most religious communities are facing larger deficits, especially for health care, because the sisters worked for altered salaries or no salaries for many years. The Catholic hospital system and the Catholic school system in this country would be non-existent without the religious sisters. The bishops have been very gracious in allowing this once-a-year second collection to continue. Again, we are not seeking comfort for our retired sisters as much as we are seeking a just and dignified manner in which they will be cared for in their declining years. We are very aware that many of you may have to lessen your own comfort level in order to make a donation to this collection. We are grateful for that and for the many people who tell us many times that they pray for us. We thank you for your generosity and ask God to continue to bless your Advent season.